Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. First, they took the station wagons. Now, well, they're taking the sedans. Well, almost. In this age of the SUV, it's refreshing to test the Suzuki Fronx, which is a sort of truncated boot and budget sedan. Let me be clear, this is a cheap car. It's a value sedan at 298,900 Rand, and that's only if you're prepared to row your own gears and accept the base model. What you get across the range is a 1.5-litre, 77-kilowatt engine, which is good for 138 newton meters of torque. And that's not a lot, but it is sufficient. You're not going to have a problem on the freeway or in the city, and that's what it is. Now, this is a first for me. The claimed fuel consumption is 5.5 liters per 100 kilometers. I got 5.4. I have, in all my years of testing, unless I was doing real economy playing, I have never, in regular driving, got less than the claimed fuel consumption. The auto, however, in a very brief test, was returning far more than that, above the claimed at 6.9 liters per 100 kilometers. Now, this was the base GL spec versus the GLX spec, and they all get excellent fancy LED headlights. They all get CarPlay. They all get rear PDC or park distance control and cameras. Although if you add an X and 44,000 Rand, that camera does upgrade to a 360-degree camera. So far, sort of ho-hum between the GL and the GLX. But the GLX does get side and curtain airbags, where the non-X doesn't. And then there's an aircon thing. The GLX gets climate control, and you do that thing where you just press the red or the blue direction of the controller, and you choose a temperature. Not so much in the GL. What it has is a horizontal indicator. It has a midpoint, and it has a left and a right, and the left side is marked cooler, and the right side is marked hotter, and you slide it around, and you have no idea whether you're making the car warm or cool. They call it an automatic air conditioner, but in fact, this is just annoying over a non-digital system or over climate control, and it just doesn't really work. You just find yourself fiddling with it the whole time. The X variant, the GLX variant, also gets a color instrument screen and a bigger CarPlay screen, going from 7 inches to 9 inches. But yeah, the bottom line is at 298,900 Rand, the Suzuki is a reliable and good car, and if you can put up with the loss of airbags and the few little quirks, it is excellent value for money. It's a handsome car. The interior is either very nice or a bit odd, depending on the color scheme, but well thought out and well designed. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. That was the Suzuki Fronx 1.5 GLMT. And if you've got any questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me at @DavidDondi on the social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and you'll find the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.